Each year, when we experience the unique liturgy of Palm Sunday, the opening prayers and the rearranged scripture readings make it very clear that something is different. The opening greeting says, "Since the beginning of Lent until now, we have prepared our hearts by penance and charitable works." The prayer continues that the Lord's entry into the city is for our salvation and beckons us to follow in his footsteps. Palm Sunday is the beginning of the holiest weeks for us as Christians, and we start towards the summit, which will peak at the Easter Vigil. Our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving during this Lenten season have been moments of grace to be partakers of the cross and to share also in the resurrection and in his life. Hopefully, our Lent has purified us from attachments, illumined us with his word, and united us in prayer and sacraments, especially the Eucharist. Palm Sunday begins the consummation of the mission for which Jesus was sent by the Father. Jesus foretold that he was to suffer, die, and rise on the third day. Palm Sunday begins this incredible reality for our salvation. When the Pharisees heard that the disciples proclaimed Jesus as king, they wanted him to rebuke the disciples. However, Jesus replied, "I tell you, even if they kept silent, the stones will cry out." May we not be silent in welcoming the Lord into our hearts this Palm Sunday. Our hearts are his temple, the house of prayer, where Jesus wants to enter. We proclaim with great joy the salvation won by Jesus as we cry aloud, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest."